Today we have Rae Heim with us in our studio in Des Moines. She is an 18-year-old native of Carroll, Iowa, and has set a pretty ambitious goal to run barefoot across the country this year. She started out in Boston, Massachusetts, and is planning on ending up in Huntington Beach, California, and she has reached Iowa. Good afternoon to you, Rae.
Good afternoon.
Tell us, how did you get the idea to do this?
Well, I met somebody back in October who had ran across the country back in 2008, and I started to read his book, and he just kind of inspired me to do that.
Do you know his name?
Marshall Ulrich. He holds the master's record for running across the country in 52 days.
Mm-hmm. What about this idea intrigued you most?
I was just kind of looking for a bit of an adventure, I guess. I was going to graduate early, and I just felt like I needed to do something with my time, I guess.
So. Mm-hmm. And you've been a runner up to this point?
Yeah, I started running the summer after my freshman year.
Mm-hmm. You're doing this for a cause. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I'm doing it for an organization called Souls for Souls. Every dollar that gets donated to the organization, a child will get a pair of shoes, and 55% of those shoes stay here in the U.S., and then the rest go to 128 other countries.
So you started out in April in Boston, is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So tell us a little bit about some of the highlights of your trip so far, your run across the U.S.
Well, the main highlight is probably just meeting all of the different people that I've met along the way because I've been staying with host families every single night. So meeting everyone has been really fun. And then talking to a couple schools along the way has been really great, too. And just so, yeah. And then I really also loved going to Philly and seeing all that.
Mm-hmm. So tell us about the host families. How are they lined up?
Well, my mom's in charge of all of the logistics along the way, so they're like friends of hers and then friends of their friends and then just connections through like friends of friends of friends.
In fact, your mother is in the studio with you in Des Moines.
Yes.
Leslie Heim is with us. Hi, Leslie.
Hi.
Were you a fan? Were you on board with this idea of your daughter's right from the beginning?
No.
Okay. Tell me the scene. Did she come home one day and say, "This is what I'm going to do, Mom"?
You know, I'm pretty busy, so I'm not always paying attention to everything that gets said to me at the moment that it's said. But Rae says that she emailed me initially to tell me she was going to do it. So she emailed me, and I should let Rae tell that story, actually.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, I was sitting in class one day, and I'm reading the book. And then I get the idea that I want to run across the country. So I just emailed my mom, and I said, "Hey, Mom, do you think I could run to San Francisco?" And she emailed me back, like, "Why do you need to go to San Francisco? Like, you could fly there." But
after that, she actually really started to get serious about doing it. And I was not on board just because of the logistics and how much it was going to entail. It wasn't that I didn't want her to do it, which I was behind her doing it. I just didn't think it was possible that we could do it and put it together in a period of 4 to 5 months.
Mm-hmm.
But finally, when I realized she wasn't backing down, I climbed aboard the train, and I haven't looked back.
Right. Those of us who are parents of teenagers know that impulsiveness belongs to this age group, and what you may want to do 1 week, you may not want to do the next week. So you thought it might be, oh, well, this will just fade, huh?
Right, mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, and she, as it got closer, she was clearly determined to do it, and we just said, okay, well, let's figure it out and line everything up, and it all seemed to have worked out so far.
Right. Rae, you are running barefoot across the country. Why barefoot?
Well, about a year ago, I broke my big toe, and I had to have that toenail removed on there so it could heal properly. And once I did that, it was just super uncomfortable to wear shoes. And so I was training for a marathon, so I had to continue running. So I just was like, well, I guess I'm going to have to run barefoot. And then once my toe healed, I tried to put shoes back on, and it was just uncomfortable to wear shoes because they felt like weights on my feet. So I just stayed barefoot.
Mm-hmm.
And then I thought that tying my barefootness into Souls for Souls was a good idea because it's like I'm running barefoot so other people don't have to.
Mm-hmm. So actually when you're not running, are you also barefoot? You say shoes hurt your feet all the time?
No, just when running.
Just when running, okay.
I do enjoy shoes.
So isn't though, even though you feel better running barefoot, isn't there a greater chance of injury should you step on something?
Well, I guess if you step on something, like extremely sharp, there is a greater chance of injury. But my feet are so calloused now that if I step on anything, nothing really pierces the skin. And I've also haven't really had any serious injuries since becoming barefoot. So,
what do you worry most about for your feet?
The heat. When it's super hot out, I have to put on a pair of toe socks just to give them a little bit of protection from burning.
Mm-hmm. Some black pavement. A nice sunny day, black pavement, yeah. And that's
difficult.
Yeah,
the highways are really awful when it comes to that. So,
how would you describe your feet at this point, several months into this venture?
Well, I've heard they're not as bad as they should be, but they're pretty calloused up and tough, so...
You've heard they're not as – don't you look at them yourself?
Well, yeah, but I just think that they're like my normal barefoot running feet. But everyone else, like, I think assumes that they're going to be like super like mangled and ugly. But I guess they're not.
Mom, you've looked after these feet for many years. What do you think of the feet?
Well, you know, they're feet. And her feet are actually in really good shape. And it's remarkable. The first day out of Boston – Ray had been pretty lofty in her goals as far as the mileage that she could run. And so she ran 44 miles on day one. On day two, she ran about 38. And day three, she ran 32. So she had a chunk of mileage underneath her feet. And her feet looked horrible. It looked almost like she had a sixth toe because they were so swollen. But now she's got her mileage under control. She's running about 20 to 22 miles a day, and her feet actually look pretty doggone good.
Mm-hmm. Has there been a day so far when you thought, I can't do this, Ray? You thought my feet or whatever, my mental condition, you get up every day to do this 20-some miles a day. You thought, this was a little bit of an overstep.
Well, there's always those days, but definitely the fourth day was the worst. Like, I was ready to throw in the towel by the fourth day.
What happened that day?
I was just so overexhausted from all of the crazy miles that I was doing. And I, like, probably 6 miles into my run that day, I was on the side of the road bawling my eyes out. Like, and I had to call my mom and have her talk me back into it because I was just ready to give up. It was terrible.
You did. And Leslie, when you received that call, what happened? Tell us about that.
That was a really hard day. It actually kind of chokes me up a little bit even thinking about it because I actually believe that she can make it to the finish line. And she's a pretty determined kid. And I knew that she was physically exhausted, but I also knew she was going to be. And when she set up her mileage, I knew I had sort of allowed her to set herself up for failure a little bit, but I knew that she had to fail that first week in order to convince her she had to get it settled down a little. And so I never said, it's okay, honey, if you want to stop right now. I just said to her, you know, let's just, you know, take a minute. And I had a girlfriend that I row with that is actually in her 70s. She's like a grandma, and she's fabulous, Maxine Shepperton. And Maxine picked up Ray off the side of the road and took her to her house in Connecticut. And just fed her and gave her a pedicure and babied her and let her rest, gave her some good rest, didn't bug her about running too much. And then the next day, Ray and I talked about it and just cut her mileage way down and gave her 3 days on, 1 day off, 4 days on, 2 days off. And from then on, she had a breath. You know, she could take a breath and see the light of day at the end of every day.
If you just joined us, my guests this half hour are Leslie Heim and Ray Heim. Ray Heim is an 18-year-old native of Carroll, Iowa, running barefoot across the country this year. Started out in April in Boston. They're going to end up in California. When will that be, Ray?
Probably around the first week of November.
I understand, Ray, that early on you were running and pushing a baby jogger. This was the way you designed to keep your clothes, your water.
Yeah.
But now you switch to a backpack. Why?
Yeah. About 3 weeks ago, I switched over to a backpack. The front wheel on my stroller, it like was breaking, and it was just more of a pain than anything to push it. So I was like, okay, I'm just going to ship my stroller back home. And some of the people I was staying with, they were from Souls for Souls, and she had an extra backpack. And was like, you can have this if you'd like to. And so, yeah, so for the past 3 weeks, I've been carrying about a 15-pound backpack, and I'm done with that now. Once I get back to Carroll, I'm definitely switching back to the stroller. But
Okay. And Leslie, you are following in what capacity? Where are you? Are you with her side at her side all the time or not?
No, I'm not with her at her side every day. But somebody's close by at all times. I've had sections of the run where I've been able to join up with her. I have a big family and have to go to work like everybody else does. So all the host families have kind of been our link to Ray along the way. And she has a GPS unit that she carries that we monitor with, and so we can keep track of her with every 3 seconds it tells us where she is, which can you imagine most teenagers would not appreciate.
Would not permit that. No way. Is that just for family, or can people track you? I know you have a website, Ray. If you want to mention that, go ahead.
Yeah, my website is flavors.me/Ray Ainsley.
Mm-hmm. And we can follow you on that website, perhaps not every 3 seconds like Mom can. But
yeah, well, we keep it updated enough. Like the Facebook page stays updated so that we kind of keep everyone in the loop of how I'm doing. But yeah, I don't – like we don't keep like my exact location anywhere just for safety reasons, obviously.
So you've dialed back the miles per day from 40-some those early
yeah.
days. How many miles in a typical day?
I average about 20 miles now. Lately, I've been kind of actually averaging about 26. But
and for most of us mere mortals, 20-some miles in one day, we would be on the couch or in the bed for the next 3 days. But not you. How do you feel after 20 or 26 miles a day?
I guess my body's just become accustomed to it. Like the first week was definitely a big shock to it. But once I got past that first week, it just kind of, yeah, I just got accustomed to it, I guess. So that's just how I get through it.
You've gone through not only rural areas, but I understand into some bigger cities, New York City, Philadelphia.
Yeah.
What's that been like?
Going into New York and Philadelphia was a little bit scary. Those were probably the two times where I questioned my safety, because going into New York City, I was staying with my mom's friends that night, and they had created like a route to help me completely bypass the Bronx and Harlem area and but take me still into the city.
Mm-hmm.
But on my way into New York, I got completely lost that day, and I took a wrong turn somewhere, and I ended up right in the Bronx. So I was running through the Bronx for quite a long time that day, and then I ran straight into Harlem as well. So,
mm-hmm. And what were the reaction of the people who saw you?
There was parts of the areas where I just got like dirty looks and like, I don't know, but I saw a couple drug busts and heard a few gunshots. And but there was also some people that were like, yeah, you go, girl, because like on the side of my stroller, it says I'm running across America. So but like I got some positivity going through there. But then there was also obviously the negativity, too. So
mm-hmm. Do people ever run with you?
Yeah, there's been a couple times where people have ran with me. Like my mom, whenever she's with me, she'll either bike beside me or run beside me. A friend of mine, Brenda, she ran about 18 miles with me the other day into Iowa City. And then there's been a couple people along the way that have just like rode their bikes along with me too. So
what are you doing just to busy yourself mentally while you're running?
Occasionally I'll listen to music, but I mean, there's always something interesting to see. So it's never really boring, I guess. So
So you get to take notice of the landscape and also things alongside the road. Any surprises you've seen alongside the road? Like, what is that doing here?
Not really. I'm usually pretty prepared for everything. I mean, probably the biggest surprise along the way was New Jersey. Like, I say that a lot, but it was pretty shocking because you hear a lot of things about New Jersey. But I just assumed they were all kind of just like over-exaggerated myths. But literally, as soon as you cross from New York City and New York into New Jersey, it's like this terrible smell. And the people driving are rude and like flipped me off and yelled really mean things at me the whole way. It was pretty shocking. And then the funny thing is, as soon as you cross into Pennsylvania, people are nice again.
You're not making this up.
I'm not making any of it up. None of it. I couldn't make it up if I tried.
I guess good training for this might have been watching The Sopranos then, huh? What about the weather? There's probably been some harsh weather along the way.
I've been blessed. There's only been about maybe 4 or 5 days where it's even rained a little bit. So, like, it's been pretty sunny and nice weather. I mean, it's been pretty hot the past couple weeks, but obviously it's the Iowa summer. So
right, and you're used to that growing up in Carroll.
Yeah.
Now, I understand that you encountered Jesper Olsen, and for those who are not runners, Jesper Olsen is an ultra distance runner. He's run around the world, in fact, in 2004 and 2005. You just happened upon him.
Yeah. Well, actually, right now he's running across the world for the second time as well. He should be done pretty soon once I get to Carroll. So, but I was going south as he was going north, and we met up somewhere in Connecticut. And it was like the perfect time because it was like my 9th day into the run. So I was still like extremely tired, really unmotivated at that point. And he was super unmotivated too. So we met each other and we just kind of lifted each other's spirits up and had like a really great talk, because it was really great just to talk to somebody who got exactly what we were feeling at that time. And so, yeah, it was really, really fun to talk to him.
So what is the bigger challenge, the mental or the physical challenge of this?
Definitely the mental challenge, just because pretty much the whole time I'm staying with strangers that I know. And, like, everyone I've met has been so awesome, but it's still a challenge to be away from my sisters and my mom, and just to wake up every morning and be like, hey, you have to go run 20 miles tomorrow, and that's really difficult. Like, my body's accustomed to it now, so the physical part isn't that difficult. It's just talking myself into running the miles and being away from my favorite people for so long, you know what I mean? So
the next big stop will be your hometown in Carroll.
Yeah.
You plan to arrive there when?
I'll be there on July 1st.
Mm-hmm. What's going to happen there?
I'll just be able to see my grandma and grandpa. I decided that's going to be my ending point that day. I'm just going to run straight to their house and go see them, and then I'll see my dad and my sister Delaney and my friends there, so that'll be fun.
And Leslie, can you tell us anything about the stop in Carroll?
Oh, she's just really been looking forward to it. It's probably been the one thing that's kept her going the last little bit. And her grandpa actually was diagnosed with cancer while Ray was on the run, so it's going to be pretty good to go see them.
Mm-hmm. What's in the future for you then? Do you think you'll, as Jesper Olsen has, set the next site after crossing the United States? Of course, we want to accomplish this goal first, right, Ray?
Yeah, definitely. Like, my next step is to get to Huntington Beach still, but I'm still thinking about what's next. And I'd like to go to college probably the following fall. But like my next big challenge that I want to do once I get to Huntington probably is to run down the West Highland Way in Scotland, because my granddad, a couple years before he died, he ran down the West Highland Way, and I just think I want to do that kind of like in honor of him. So I think that'd be fun.
Now, once you get past Carroll, you'll be heading into eastern Nebraska at some point, into Colorado, and then into the Rockies. Do you anticipate the Rockies to be perhaps the biggest challenge?
Yeah, they'll definitely be a big challenge, and we're still kind of figuring out the route through how to get to Huntington Beach as well. We're not sure if we want to go just straight down to New Mexico and over, or what we're going to do with that. So. Mm-hmm.
How does that change it when the terrain is not as flat as here in Iowa for you as a runner?
Well, the altitude is going to change it up a lot, because I'll have to, like, knock down my miles and, like, probably just do, like, 15 a day usually. So,
mm-hmm. So the feet have taken a beating. they are still holding up. Any other parts? Of course, runners always typically have knee or ankle problems. Any of those surfacing?
The first week was really rough on my body. Like, I did something to my Achilles, and my right foot I had twisted a bunch of times, and my knees were killing me. But nothing since then has really been a big problem. Like, I mean, once I started using the backpack, it kind of took a toll on my knees a little bit, but nothing from the initial running has actually injured me too badly.
So many people listening are undoubtedly were wowed by this accomplishment, this feat that you're doing here. When a lot of us say, "Well, should I walk to work? Should I bike to work?" and that's a real challenge. And you are going across the United States barefoot, running across the United States. How many of us do you think are capable of doing this?
I mean, I think everyone's capable of setting a goal for themselves, and if they work hard enough for it, they can accomplish it, it's pretty much just a mental thing, you know, and you have to, like, there, we all have our mountains to get over, and this is mine right now. So I think that maybe not everyone wants to run across the country, but I think everyone has something that they want to accomplish in their lives, and I think that they all have the ability to do that as long as they try to do it.
So remind us again about the cause you're running for, Souls for Souls, and how people can find out more.
Yeah, you can go, you can Google Souls for Souls, which is S-O-L-E-S, number sign 4, S-O-U-L-S, and then my name, Ray Heim. And you should be able to get to the donation page from there.
We wish you well arriving in Huntington Beach, California, approximately when?
About the first week in November.
Tell us again how we can track you online.
You can go to my, you can just Google Ray Heim and it should come up as my main website.
That's R-A-E and Heim, H-E-I-M. Ray and Leslie, thank you very much and
no
good
problem.
Luck.
Thank you.
Don't stop me, don't stop me, don't stop me. Hey, hey, hey. Don't stop me, don't stop me. Ooh, ooh.
River to River is a production of Iowa Public Radio News. I'm Ben Kiefer. Thanks for joining us.